Go away. Just go away. I stare holes into my note cards. I pretend not to see him coming. Pretend I don't notice when he's standing right next to me.
Lily, right?
He puts out his hand for me to shake, his fingertips coated in black charcoal. I shake his hand, trying to ignore everyone staring, including Damon, mouth agape, obviously loving every second of this awkward encounter. I grip my pencil hard, trying to stall the dread that has moved from my abdomen to my throat. Don't mention Alice. Please don't.
I'm Micah. Your sister and I
worked together, I say, making something up quickly. My words come out tight. At the dog groomer last summer, right? He narrows his eyes at me, clearly confused about why I'm lying. His brown eyes hold mine for a second, questioning me, and I try to send the best please just play along look I can muster. He looks at Sam and Callie and then back to me.
Sure, the dog groomer,
he says slowly, unconvincingly.
Can't get enough of those little mutts.
He stands there for an interminable few seconds, rocking back on his heels, drawing attention to the fact that he's wearing neon green socks with monkeys on them, pulled almost all the way up to his shorts. Whoever this kid is, he's definitely not concerned about standing out.
Psycho!
Damon coughs into his hand. The boy with the sunglasses stares at him.
What did you say? Hey, dude, just calm down. I don't want any trouble.
Damon puts his hands up as if he's been challenged to a duel.
I was just saying, those are some super cool socks.
The boy in the socks mutters a word in Spanish that I know is one of the bad ones, and as he turns to leave, his fingertips brush against the energy drink on Damon's desk just hard enough to knock it over. The yellow liquid flows out across the desk onto Damon.
What the hell, dude?
He yells, jumping up as a wet circle forms on his crotch. But the new kid is already walking away, hands raised like it's out of his control.
Sorry, dude,
he says with so much disdain I can taste it. Damon rants about how the school shouldn't let in people like that, while dabbing at the wet spot with the paper towel Callie hands him. What was that about? She asks, looking at my white knuckles, death gripping my pencil like it could save my life. I shrug, biting back the panic. No idea, I lie. You heard Damon. The kid's crazy. I'm pretty sure I know exactly what that was about, but I'm not about to spill my guts right here with Damon just waiting for some juicy morsel of gossip. He'd just love to know where my sister's been these last few months. The Germans have a word for it, Schadenfreude, finding joy in the misery of others. And I'm not going to give all my uber-competitive classmates the satisfaction. I try to return to my poetry, but my mind is gone. What if he knows about the night of the bathroom floor? What if he tells everyone about Alice?